Can you tell me where that is, what parish or relation?
Yeah, Ringo's in Bienville Parish, ain't it?
And your mother, she was,
You mean who she was, what her name was? She was a Can you spell that?
Yes.
All right. So she came on and made a school teacher. She was teaching school through the country when she met up with my father.
I see. Was she teaching here?
No, she wasn't teaching here. She was teaching at she was teaching at Long Spring then, I think, when they met up, I believe. Of course, they married at Sibley. Now, you know where Sibley's at?
Yeah, right down below here.
Right down below Midland, going on down towards Coushatta, Natchitoches, on down that way.
Yeah. Well, your mother, if she was a school teacher, she got, what sort of education did she have?
Well, she got far enough to be a school teacher.
I know, I was going to say, she...
yeah.
You don't know
I don't know what they had, but she was very smart. She wrote a pretty hand, and she remembered names, and had lots of addresses. She'd hear it one time, a year afterward, yes, and she'd nearly about tell you.
Yeah.
And all us old boys come on behind, we plunk kids. We didn't remember nothing but a water bottle back to where a swimming hole was.
You were all what? Plunkerheads?
Plunkerheads? Yeah.
What's that?
Well, I just like a little bit of having anything up there that's worth cultivating.
Yes, sir. I'll be. Well, can you tell me about your early life, Mr. Krause? What, you know, what schools you went to and that sort of thing when you grew up?
Well, when we got old enough to go to school, us little fellas, we walked a mile over here to one little school. We called it Rocky Ridge.
Yeah.
And then when we got a little old and we got a little high up in grade, well, we go down 2 miles and a half to what we call Rocky Comfort. And that's where we wound up our education at. Then after that, well, it wasn't but a year or two after that, they consolidated the schools and moved them all to town, because I done educated then. I done got all I needed.
Yeah.
And I didn't go to town. So I just took on what I had yet around here all the time. He's hunting something out of building my nest out of. See, he done gone. He know what I'm reaching after this dynamo.
Reaching after a what?
This dynamo here. I was going to boom him up a little bit.
Yeah.
So from that on along through farming, you know, and cattle and sheep and hogs, chickens, turkeys, and a few niggers. That's what we dealt with.
What? Wait a minute now. You including the black folks in there with the?
Oh, they come in. We work with them in the crops. You know,
yeah.
We go through that way.
Yeah.
Oh, we had them. Yeah, they come in. You know, and help him work here. Oh man, we just had.
When did the niggers come in here?
Oh, the niggers already here when I'm born. We had an old slave nigger that come in just shortly after the war was over. They was already, see, they'd bought, there was a bunch of slaves scattered through the country, but the German people then didn't work any.